I was at university. I was studying international business, and I was also in my spare time I was a DJ, and I was very kind of interested in what was going on in the world in terms of, I didn't quite believe we were being told the truth by the media, so I was quite interested in not conspiracy theories, but just alternative views as what was going on. Particularly after September the 11th, I was very fascinated in what actually happened and the government's and the media's response to that. So I suppose that kind of started me asking questions about you know, the truth, what's going on, and what is the truth. Well, I'd met a Muslim, and they passed me on some leaflets about Islam. Reading them, it really left me with kind of no choice, really. It was, you know, like, I couldn't deny it, that I believed it. And so one Saturday night, I basically had a conversation about death, and I always kind of had this feeling for some reason that I was going to die quite young, so I thought, well, I better become Muslim before I die. So I just took Shahada, and at that point I still didn't really know much about Islam, except that there was five pillars, and that I knew that I believed in one God, and that Muhammad was the messenger of God. So I believed that, so I took Shahada. Well, it was probably quite a few months afterwards, I lost touch with the Muslim that I had initially met. So at that point I didn't actually know any Muslims, and it was just kind of me on my own doing what, you know, what I thought was Islam. And and then I was just lucky to meet some Muslims just randomly at the job I was working at. They came to the shop, and I just started to hang out with them, and they became good friends for the next few years, and they were also new Muslims as well. So I was amazed, because I didn't know that there was any other people embraced Islam, so it was just a real blessing. And so obviously spending time with them, I learned a lot more about Islam. I remember one day with my mum saying to me, oh, you know, would you like a ham sandwich? And I was like, oh, well, I'm not really eating ham at the moment. And she was like, oh, why is that? And I was like, oh, since I became Muslim. And she was like, what was that? And since I became Muslim. And she was like, you're not a Muslim. And I just said, well, I believe in one God, and I believe Muhammad's the messenger of God, so I have to, therefore I am a Muslim. So she was just like a bit confused, like, oh. But I had it very easy compared to a lot of people whose family and friends, you know, disown them. I had it very easy. My parents were very liberal and laid back, and they've always been like that, always kind of let me do, you know, let me find my own way. So, yeah. Some Muslims might think that becoming Muslim is like the end goal, but really becoming Muslim is just the start. And and when you pursue the path, you everything changes in your life. But and I think also it puts people off Islam, because they realize that things are going to change, but really you have nothing to be scared about, because Islam means submission to God. So you know, Allah could bring you into Islam and then make it difficult for you. You know, it doesn't really make sense. So anyone who encounters Islam, they have to be true to themselves, and they will kind of feel inside, they'll acknowledge that they need to return to their Lord and submit to Him. And so it's anyone really who's thinking about Islam, then I would say follow your heart, be sincere, and as long as you do that, then you have nothing to worry about. It will guide you to Islam.